we are persistent. Now, in verse 4, we are blessed, glory. We are blessed. In verse 4, it says, and for a time he would not, talking about defending her. But later he said to himself, though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect or consideration for man, he says, yet because this widow, verse 5, continues to bother me, I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming, or at the last she come and rail on me or assault or strangle me.
He wanted rid of that woman.
He wanted rid of that woman. I like the New Living Translation of this. It said, this woman is driving me crazy.
That's it. That's New Living.
That's the New Living. Well, this woman is driving me crazy.
Let me out.
I'm gonna see that she gets justice because she's wearing me out by her constant requests. Now listen to this statement. This is a statement that the Lord gave me. Persistence wears down resistance.
That's right.
Persistence wears down resistance.
That's right.
And we have to decide who's gonna wear down. Is it the devil that's going to wear us down with persistence, or are we going to wear him down? Are we going to wear the situation down and take command of it?
Is it our circumstances that are going to change, or am I going to change?
That's right.
I'm not going to change.
I'm not going to change. And he said, this woman is driving me crazy. I'm going to see that she gets justice. She's wearing me out by her constant request. What happens is when we confess the word, declare the word, stand on the word, believe the word, we are resisting the devil.
That's right.
It says, resist the devil, and he will flee. One translation says he'll flee from you in dark terror. So we have to be persistent in this. And in verse 6, it says, then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. Verse 7, and will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cried to him night and day? Will he defer them or delay in helping on their behalf? Now, that word crying there night and day, that doesn't mean, oh God, you got to help me. You got to help me with this. No, that crying out is speaking the word by faith.
Crying out in faith.
In faith.
Yes.
In faith. Lord, we thank you right now. You are the provider. You are the supplier. You are the one. That's right. You are the healer. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I am whole. I am delivered. Now, what am I doing? I'm demonstrating persistence right there.
Yeah.
No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what is going on, faith is not moved by what it sees. Faith is not dictated to by what it sees. You dictate to the situation by your constant persistence in the word of God. And I look back at certain situations that have gone here, times that we've been in financial, got behind in our finances. And Gloria, honestly, I wasted a lot of time at night not sleeping.
Walking
the floor, worrying about it. And, you know, eventually the Lord would just really get a hold of me and I'd get back on my faith about it. And now I know. Now I know that when we run into a situation, that we automatically kick that faith into gear. We get persistent about it. We've been persistent about the church's income over the last few years because we reached a level,
plateau.
A cap. We reached a plateau, and we would just declare the word. Terry and I, our staff, we would declare the word. We were persistent with it. And what happened was, and in the year of 2015, we are 47% ahead of where we were in 2014.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's miraculous.
Praise God.
It's miraculous.
That is.
But we've gone down in 2007 and just kind of, it was just, but we were persistent, Gloria. We didn't give up. We continued to declare the word and we had a breakthrough.
Amen.
We had a breakthrough. And we're having breakthroughs in this ministry.
Praise
we're
God.
Believing God. We're believing God. Brother Copeland has declared over us. We're believing for an income of $300 million a year. The church runs about 10% of the ministry. So we're hooking our faith up. We're believing for $30 million of that. What are we doing? We are persistent with it. It does not matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many people, Pastor, are in your church. Believe God for the wealth transfer.
That's right.
Stop standing in your pulpit and counting the heads and figuring up how much each one is going to give. Forget that. That's ridiculous. You need to move on over into the supernatural and be persistent about it.
That's
and stand
right.
on the word. And all of us need to do that. And so verse 8, I'm going to finish up with verse 8. It says, I tell you, God will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find persistence in faith on the earth?
I say yes.
I say yes, too.
Glory to God.
I say yes, Gloria.
There will be persistence.
There will be persistence.
We've had a great week.
We've had a great week, Gloria.
Glory
this is
to God.
I have so enjoyed doing this with you. This is wonderful.
I've enjoyed it. You're easy to preach with.
Well,
hallelujah.
We are talking about bulldog faith. And we're talking about how people can, how you can build up your faith, develop it to such a degree that no matter what the devil brings to you, you are strong. You're determined, you're aggressive, you're persistent, and we're not talking
it's
about...
It's a consistent thing,
it's
though.
Consistent.
You got to
yeah.
stay with it.
Well, I remember a woman of God saying, inconsistency lies the power.
Not inconsistency,
but inconsistency
lies the power.
So when we are constant, and that's the thing that I observe about you and Kenneth, all of these 40 years, I've known you 41 years, but I've worked for the ministry for 40 years, and just watching the consistency of the two of you, just
it
watching.
It gets to be a lifestyle.
It does, doesn't it?
It gets easy after you do it 20 years. No, it doesn't take that long, but it gets to be a habit. First of all, you decide, I'm not talking any unbelief.
There
We're
you
not
go.
Saying any unbelief.
Yep, yep.
We're not saying anything that we don't want to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have certain things that you lay out like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in the Word every day and keep my faith strong.
That's right.
Certain things
right.
that you do to stay. And you can be persistent and you can be full of faith the rest of your days in the earth.
That's exactly
if
right.
If you'll do the right thing.
And I've watched the two of you. You really have never backed down from this. It's just gotten stronger and stronger and stronger around here. And we called Brother Copeland the other day. He was on the treadmill. He said, let me turn Brother Hagin off here.
Yeah.
So he was feeding on the word. And with the two of you,
that's what you have to do.
You just inspire us to do that. And in this discussion that we're having about bulldog faith,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, no matter what is going on in your life, you get back up on your faith right now.
That's right.
You believe God. You get in the Word. You hear the Word of God. You listen to the materials that we provide from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And you get your faith strong because in this day, in this hour that we're in, it is vital. It is important. And, you know, you see things in the stock market and things that go up and down. With God, there is no change in the kingdom. The kingdom is on a constant rise. And it says the violent take it by force. We take the kingdom of God.
That's
we take everything that God has for us. And in this Friday broadcast, we're talking again about persistent faith. And we started yesterday, Gloria, by talking. I've got so many notes thing here, so much that I wanted to share with you. We were talking yesterday about the widow woman.
Oh, yeah.
The persistent widow woman. And if I can just kind of go back
ahead.
Through that again. In Luke 18, there was an unjust judge that he did not give in to this woman that was coming to him
that
and
was
asking
his first
him.
Mistake.
That was his first mistake. And in verse 3 of Luke 18, there's a widow that in the city that kept coming to him saying, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. And then it says in verse 4, for the time he would not. But then later he said to himself, I don't have reverence or fear for God or respect or consideration for men, but yet because this woman continues to bother me.
In today's vernacular, we could say she's driving me crazy.
She's driving me crazy.
I've got to get rid of her.
He said, because she keeps bothering me, I will protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her constant coming, or at the last she shall come and rail on me or assault or strangle me. And, you know, we talked about the phrase yesterday, Gloria, about persistence wears down resistance.
That's right.
And we have to be the persistent ones. And so the unjust gave in to her, judge gave in to her. And we're picking up with verse 8 from yesterday. I will tell you, he will defend and protect, avenge them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find persistence in faith? Or you could say there, will he find persistent faith in the earth?
Yeah.
And the answer.
Well, he will if I'm still here.
Yeah, he will. He will.
That's what you have to determine. I'm going to be persistent in faith.
We have to determine that. So if you look on your paper there, we're going to this persistent faith part two, which is, where is that? It's right there. Persistent faith part two. And I wanted to remind all of you that all of these outlines are available online for you right now. The information.
It's
all, where are we now? 44 days, 45 days, somewhere in there of outlines that are available on prosperity alone. And we need this to prosper. You've got to have
the word.
You have to have a faith determination
and
to do it.
And not just have it, but act on it.
And act on it. Be doers of the word. So in persistent faith here, we're just kind of reviewing what this woman said. She did not take no for an answer. You do not take no where the word of God is concerned. You bite down on that word. You bite down on your healing. You bite down on your prosperity. Whatever it is, you get aggressive about it, and you don't take no from the devil.
That's right.
The devil says you'll never be debt-free.
He's come to talk you out of it.
That's exactly right.
Because nothing belongs to him. So if he can't get what's yours, he doesn't have anything.
That's right.
But we say, you're not getting mine. You're not touching.
That's right. He tried to do that with Jesus in the wilderness. Yeah, when Jesus was there, he just kept trying to offer him this. And Jesus would say, it is written.
It is written.
It is written. It is written. Yeah. He finally said, it is said. And it said the devil left him for another time. But Jesus' persistence wore him down. This woman did not take no for an answer. She was relentless. She was insistent. She did not stop until she got what she wanted.
Women can do that. Women
can do that
too.
Yes, that's right. And we have to be. She refused to give up. I'm telling you today, refuse to give up. It doesn't matter what kind of situation you're in the middle of. Refuse to give up. You get back on your faith. You get back in the Word of God. You get these materials that we're offering here. Or you go online to kcm.org. There's a lot of free material on there that you can order or listen to. But you get the Word down on the inside and you stir yourself up and you be just like this woman. You refuse to give up. Her persistence wore down, her persistence wore down the resistance of that judge. He didn't get to her. She got to him.
That's right.
And everything changed.
He did.
She tenaciously, stubbornly, and persistently kept coming, and she would not quit. And now yesterday, Gloria, we talked about this definition of persistence. You read the definitions there, persistence. What's that telling you?
Firm or obstinate continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't quit.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Persistence applies nonstop. Constant, continual, steady, relentless pressure to a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Persistence does not let go or give up until all resistance is broken and the desired result is attained. Persistence in the faith.
Persistence in the faith.
If you're believing
right.
for something that didn't come when you thought it ought to, you don't quit unless you don't want it anymore.
That's right.
You don't quit. You never quit.
You don't quit. I watched you and Kenneth. When the Lord spoke to you and said, believe for the citation 10, I don't know exactly how many years it was from the point that he spoke to you.
It was a while.
It was
because we were not borrowing money. We were paying cash. That makes a big difference.
Exactly. And there was.
In a lot of ways.
We don't talk borrow
around
here.
We didn't pay for it two or three times with interest.
No. And I remember year after year would go by when Brother Copeland would play the video. Yeah. Of the citation 10.
Believe in God.
And in that video, remember it was Amazing Grace, singing the song Amazing Grace and watching the plane. We did that year after year after year. And I remember one particular convention. I was sitting in the partner meeting, and I was watching this again. And the thought crossed my mind. I thought, Lord, when is that going to come? When is that going to come? And I sensed the Lord just inspire me. He said, keep going. Just keep believing. Keep believing. And then, of course, we were all here the day that we acquired that airplane and flew it on the property.
Victory.
And landed that plane and celebrated with our partners the fact that that thing was overcome. And, you know, you'd think that the world would be really excited about an entity believing God for an airplane debt-free. they get upset.
Well, why not? Why are they upset?
Because they don't have one.
thousands of dollars in interest.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And all, the point that I'm making about the 10, citation 10, was you stood in faith, believing God, and you, we were persistent about it. We did not give up over it. I remember when we had another, a smaller jet here, and we could have sold that jet and put the money towards the 10, but the Lord spoke to Brother Copeland and said, sow that into another ministry. And
it was a seed.
It was a seed. So you have to really, you know.
Sometimes when you're dealing with Brother Copeland, you just have to hold your breath and fight and obey. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's right. But it's, you know, he's got, I must say, he
it works.
He's
proven it out.
He has, and he has the most inspiring faith.
He does. He really does.
I've never seen anything like it. And it's something that I aspire to. I do. I aspire to that kind of faith. I like to say things to Terry that, you know, she's usually the one. She's very much like Kenneth. She is. Sometimes she'll look at me and I see that face, you know, and the eyes. But and she'll challenge me with something. George, let's believe for this, or let's give our house.
Yeah, some little idea like that.
And I must say, Gloria, I'm not walking in pride over this, but there have been several times when I've said things to her that she'll go, I'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
But we must be persistent in this.
Yeah.
We cannot let go. We cannot give up. We cannot throw in the towel. And we have to have that obstinate continuance in that course of action that we do not give up. And I'll give you a couple of examples here. Here's one in point C down there. This is Luke 11 in the Amplified Translation. It said, Jesus said, which of you has a friend who go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread? For a friend of mine whose journey has just come and I have nothing to put before him. And from within will answer, do not disturb me. The door is now closed and my children are all in bed. I cannot get up and supply you with anything. I tell you, although he will not get up and supply him anything because he's his friend, yet because of his
shameless
persistence,
yes,
and insistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. Now, isn't that something? Shameless
persistence
and insistence in this.
Yeah.
We go to the next page there, Gloria. Here's the situation with Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was persistent about his healing. And it says in the New Living Translation in Mark 10:47-48, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then it says, be quiet, many of the people yelled at him, but he only
shouted louder.
Son of David, have mercy on me. What was he doing, Gloria? He was persistent.
He was persistent.
He was tenacious. He wanted his sight. And it says in verses 51, he was not going to quit. And in verses 1 and 52, Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said, my rabbi, he said, I want to see. And Jesus said to him, go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road.
He just wouldn't quit.
He wouldn't quit. He wouldn't give up. And Gloria, that's inspiring to me.
It is.
That's
inspiring. Now, when you start out to believe for something big, like jets and houses and even cars, you have to just decide, I'm here for however long it takes. I believe it won't take
mm-hmm.
long, but I'm not
mm-hmm.
quitting. I'm not giving
that's...
in. Here, that's what you do.
Yep.
You believe, you receive when you pray. That word, take it. We
exactly.
know that. That helped me a lot. If I want something that, you know, where it's a situation I have to believe for, I take it when I pray.
Mm-hmm.
I keep it till I get it,
mm-hmm.
till it's manifested. If it's a car,
that's right.
a house,
that's right.
I'm living in it, I'm driving it, I'm flying it. In Jesus' name, you don't quit.
Glory to God.
Say, yeah, but it's so slow. How long does it take to pay off a 40-year mortgage? 40
yeah, 40 years.
If you can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just, it becomes a way of life.
Here's an interesting revelation that the Lord gave me about time. Time can even, you can decide whether or not time will work for you or
yeah,
against you.
Right.
And when a period of time goes by, what are you going to do with that time? Let's say you are believing for that house and time is going by. What are you doing during that time? Are you complaining? Are you griping? Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Are you being like I was when we were frustrated? We had to move out of the house that we were, the rental house, and move into your house. And I was frustrated with that. Not that we came to your house. It was a wonderful experience. But I'm like, I want my own house. Yeah. And the Lord got on me. He says, I want you to get aggressive about your faith. What are you doing with your time? And here's what the Lord showed me. He said that if you will use your time wisely, you can use it for your benefit. If you'll take that time that you're standing, and that's what it is, it's a stand of faith. It's a persistent, determined stand of faith that you don't get off, but you stand firm, and you just stand there, and you don't move. You stand there, and don't let the devil intimidate you at all.
Don't give up.
And he's don't give up.
Turn coward.
So whenever there is a time lapse that's going by, I've made the decision, I'm going to get in the Word, I'm going to listen to the messages, I'm going to use that time, I'm going to confess the Word of God.
Say.
I'm going to declare it, and I'm going to use the time. It will be a faith builder for me.
That's right.
As opposed to...
What's going to happen? The devil's going to figure you out, and he's going to say, if I challenge him, it's going to get stronger,
yeah,
and he's going to eventually get it anyway. This is a losing situation with George.
That's right. That's right. He did it where the devil was concerned. Jesus was so tenacious and persistent. He just kept saying, the devil would say something. He just looked and say, well, it is written.
It's written.
It is written. It is written. And that's what we have to do.
Right.
Devil, it is written, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed.
Amen.
Devil, by the stripes of Jesus, or by the word of God, it is written that he meets all of my need to the full according to all of his riches and glory. And you just get downright obnoxious in the spirit.
That's right.
Have you ever been...
Stay with it.
Have we ever been around somebody that's been obnoxious and they just...
Same thing over and over, and over.
We can be that way.
That's
you can
right.
be that way where the devil...
Let's use persistent.
I think
so much better than obnoxious.
Okay.
We're persistent. Hallelujah.
And what do we got? 2 minutes left here. I'll read a couple of things.
Okay.
In the incident with the widow woman and with Bartimaeus, he got fed up with being blind. You know, there's just a point where you have to get fed up.
Yes.
I am fed up with this car situation. I'm fed up with this money situation. I'm fed up with whatever it is that is standing in my way. And the same thing with these two, they got persistent with their faith.
Yeah, that's
she was persistent. He wouldn't take no for an answer. He didn't care who was standing around Jesus, and he didn't care that he was yelling either. I'm getting to that man. I'm getting to my need. And he was not about to shut up until he got what
that's
belonged
right.
to him. And that's, we have to be that way.
Well, we start out with one thing that is absolute truth. When we believe we receive based on the word of God,
mm-hmm.
we're going to get it. Now the devil might talk us out of it, might look like it's taking too
right,
long.
Right.
But if you don't move off of it, you're going to have a manifestation.
Yep. And you said something very important, the phrase you said, based on the word of God.
That's right.
Whatever you see in the word, you can have. Whatever you see in the Word, you can be. Whatever is in the Word belongs to you. We just have
That's
to access
faith.
It by faith.
That's right.
Declare it and receive by faith from God. Take what belongs
I
to us.
On that. I started believing God for a house, and we live, well, I don't know when I started, but I remember
mm-hmm.
when we were in Tulsa in the little rent house.
Mm-hmm.
I really got mm-hmm. high behind, you know. And at that time, I had enough money. This is all I had.
Yeah.
I had this certain amount of money. And I was praying. When I went to the grocery store, I was praying tongues. I didn't put anything back. I mean, I'd pray. Now, this is when I started believing for
mm-hmm.
a house.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you can't even buy groceries without using your faith. I tell you, I wouldn't let go of it.
You
I didn't
wouldn't
let go.
Let go.
It. And it came to pass. Well, it took a few years. How long does it take to pay off a 40-year mortgage?
Yeah, that's right. I'm so glad we didn't borrow money on any of these buildings.
We'd still be fighting
we'd
those
still,
payments. Jesus.
Glory to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And our provider.
He is our provider.
We're out of time, George.
Okay, well, we'll have to be right back then.
We'll come back and see you in a moment.
He said, I want you to become more aggressive with your faith.
How do we develop aggressive faith? With the Bulldog Faith Package. The broadcast messages on audio or video. The full study notes with bonus material. Audio files of Kenneth Copeland's faith series. And the corresponding study guide will help you learn how to build your faith to overcome any obstacle and receive the results you need. You can take a firm stand and never back down. The world says it will never happen, but the spirit of faith says all things are possible to them that believe. Doubt says you'll always fail. God's word says there is victory in Jesus. Other voices yell, let go, back down, give up. Bulldog Faith responds, I am fully persuaded and I will not quit. Bulldog Faith is bold, assertive, relentless, forceful, persistent, and determined. Your faith can become that unstoppable force that succeeds in every faith endeavor. Bite down on God's word and don't let go. Use your Bulldog Faith.
Request your free copy of the Bulldog Faith Package today from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Call 800-600-7395 and take advantage of this free TV offer. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are making this extensive study package available to you free so you can have fully persuaded faith and receive what God has promised you. Request your free Bulldog Faith Package today. Remember, one per person, please.
The way you begin your life of faith is by making Jesus the Lord of your life. Gloria, that's where it all begins, isn't it? That's what happened to you. That's what happened to me. And
that's what gets you out of the curse into the blessing.
Oh, there you go.
Where you can receive the rest of it. Is that it?
That's the rescue. That's the rescue mission.
That's it.
And I'll tell you, if you never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, today is your day. And it's so simple. All you have to do is confess Jesus as Lord. And he moves in on the inside of you. Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something magnificent with it.
Do something magnificent with it.
He is my healer.
He is my healer.
He's my deliverer.
My deliverer.
And I receive him this day.
And I receive him today.
Receive right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus
himself. And he will fill your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, if you've done that, we've got some materials that we want to send you. A great book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. He did it all for you. We have brochures, how to study the Bible, reading through the New Testament and Proverbs, or the Psalms and Proverbs in the New Testament in a year. All of these things are available to you. All you have to do is ask for them, and we will send them out to you.
I'm Chris Neer, and this is my wife, Kathy Neer. We've been married for 26 years now. This coming week, so I've been attending the Believers' Conventions every year for, at least myself, for 26 years. And Kathy's 30.
I get every new book that comes out that Kenneth has. And when they send you the partner letter, sometimes they put little bookmarks in there, but they have confessions on them. So that's something like in the morning I get up and I just read through all my confessions. I mean, it's not like I'm just reading. I mean, part of this. I pray over the horses before I get on them, and that's just what I do all day long. I'm praising the Lord and repeating all these things I've learned. This horse was young. She wasn't ready to be out on trail rides or anything. All I was getting on her for maybe 20 minutes at the most, and then I was putting her away. And for some, I have no idea. Either I touched her wrongly with a foot or something. And next thing you know, I was on the ground. But I went to get up, and the bottom of my leg was not moving. And I went, uh-oh, something's wrong here. And I thought, okay, here I am out in the pasture. So I just started dragging myself to the barn. I kept thinking, okay, if I can get to the barn, there's a phone there. So I just started dragging myself, and a bone kept trying to pop up. So I was holding the bone down and dragging myself. It took me about 4.5 hours to do that, just to go, 125 feet.
Kathy Neer was in that field for several hours with a broken and twisted leg bone until a neighbor finally heard her cry for help.
So he called 911 and he called Chris. And plus all that time, I was saying, body, you will not go into shock. My blood pressure is going to be perfectly normal. And for me, that's 110 over 65. And my resting heart rate will be 65, you know, but I'm going to be fine. And then the paramedics came and they're doing all what they do, you know, taking your blood pressure and your temperature. And he went, oh, my gosh. And I went, what do you mean, oh, my gosh? He said, well, your blood pressure is normal. Your heart rate is normal. Your oxygen level is great. You're not in shock. I said, well, of course not. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Well, most people that have that type of injury and lay in a rural area in the field for 4 hours usually bleed to death as a rule. For 4.5 hours being out there, shoot me, Marshall.
Surgery was performed to repair the traumatic break, and the hand of God was evident to Kathy and Chris throughout the procedure and the recovery. Even the surgeon was well pleased with the results.
After the surgery, he said, now you're really perfect. And he said that I could not have done that to your leg if it hadn't been that your bones were in excellent condition, your muscle tone was in excellent condition, your arteries were in excellent condition. That's what he told me. He said, I couldn't have done what I did if that hadn't been that way. And, you know, I've been lifting weights and working out for 30 years and claiming my youth is renewed as the Eagles. But see, I learned all that from KCM and all the teaching and coming to the convention. I'm not going to leave this earth one day sooner than God wants me to, because it's taught me how valuable I am. It's taught me how to change my words, to think differently about renewing your mind, and that life and death is in the power of the tongue.
What can you do today? How are you?
Well, I can walk my 3-4 miles again. I can use my treadmill. I can use all my exercise equipment. I have started riding a horse again. I can wear my high heels again and go to church dressed the way I like to go to church. And people go, you're wearing high heels. I said, well, of course, I'm healed.
That is so amazing to know that Kathy, after she was thrown from that horse, it took hours for the paramedics to get there, and then it took a long time for the rehabilitation, but she stood on the word.
That's right.
She literally stood on the word. She was persistent. She was determined. She had that bulldog faith. And Gloria, that's an inspiration to all of us.
The thing you've got to think about is she already had that faith in her.
Oh, she did. That's good.
She had put it in.
Yeah.
She was
ready for anything
that came. If she hadn't had the faith in her, she wouldn't have been able to do it, most likely. But we stay faithed up.
That's right.
Not taped
That's just
up,
like
but
Marilyn
up.
Hickey told Terry and me one time. She said that it used to be like the peaches that they would can and put down in the basement. And her grandmother would say, go down and get some peaches from the summertime. And in the winter, she'd go down and get some peaches. She'd open it up. It would smell just like it was the day she canned it. She said, you have to can the word.
That's good. That is excellent.
For whenever you need that word.
You know, you need the word every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Listen, we are so thankful for all of our partners, by the way, who support this ministry. We thank God that you are involved with us in all of the projects and the things that we are doing. And I just want to let you know today that the word of God works. And when the word, when you do the word, as you have been doing, and you sow your seed, and you sow your seed today, listen to the result of this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, the Amplified, God, listen, this is a word for you. God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
I think that'd make a good book title. Always Having.
Always Having.
Always
Let me write
having.
That one down.
Write a book.
Always Having.
Yes.
So, Father, we pray over our partners and friends right now and thank you.
Thank you.
As they sow seed today and
they
as they have
always
giving.
Always having.
Always, always having all sufficiency in all things, that they are furnished in every good work. And, Lord, We have bulldog faith on this scripture together. We agree with them right now. Every bill paid, every debt removed, and every need met according to your praise riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you
glory
for that
to God.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, Gloria, that
I think you ought to go around saying that.
What?
Always have. I'm always having.
I always have.
I'm always having.
Always having.
Always having.
And I'm furnished in abundance.
Yes.
For every good
glory
work.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, the Chicago Victory, Living Victory meeting is going on. Starts today. Brother Copeland is going to be there preaching.
Okay, well, Brother Copeland is not in Chicago because this was recorded a few years ago. But however, what do you say about that one, guys? That's amazing. Bulldog faith. You and I getting serious in the middle of the heat and just saying, it don't matter. It's coming to pass in my life today. And every one of us have been in a situation before in our lives where we say, I want this to come to pass in my life right now today. I'm there right now myself. But only thing we got to look at and realize is it's taking a while. What takes the time is how much word does our heart actually have installed. That last testimony, that last statement he made by Marilyn Hickey there, cannot hear me. Cannot hear me. I'm up there. I'm up there. Can anybody else hear me?
I hear you. You're good.
All right. Dan's hearing me there. Thank you, Dan.
I hear you fine.
All right. Roger can hear me. All right. But I like that statement from Marilyn Hickey right there. Can them peaches. Because when you pop the lid, it'll smell just like the day you canned them. And that's what we're doing with our faith and the word of God in Jesus' mighty name. That's what we're doing. And, you know, people, you and I see them where they are and say, that's what I want. At least I do. And that's okay. Hebrews says to follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. That's a command. Follow them. So you heard Gloria say it. She started believing for a house when she had to pray in tongues so that she'd get to the cash register and not have to put anything back. She walked this out, and they've paid cash for everything they did, and Brother Copeland had them figure it up, and the finance department figured it up, and he said, and they said that had they got a loan on everything that they had built, it would have cost them $50 million more throughout the period of time in their ministry. And that $50 million instead put into preachers' lives all over the world. Why? Because they saw that you don't have to live by debt. I know, talked a whole lot about money tonight, but I'm going to tell you right now. I've touched nothing. Isn't that something? In Jesus' mighty name. You and I just get bulldog faith. Bulldog faith. Some of you have wanted to take your family and go on a vacation around the world or a cruise. Get your faith on it. He delights in the prosperity and the blessing of his servants. Get yourself going in God. Because he loves to give you the desires of your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. What a powerful, powerful message. K casting all your care over on the Lord, and then just be a bulldog. Grab a hold of it, and then not surrender and keep putting it in. It's interesting. My right now in my life, the number one verse I say every day, all the time, is that last one that they just gave. And God is making all grace abound toward me. Even on this day, I'm feeling very tired today. Very, very just tired. I've been saying all day long, God is making all grace abound in me right now. Right now, why? I'm living in faith. You guys are living in faith. It says God is able to make all grace abound. But I say God is making because I'm living in faith. I'm speaking faith. I'm walking in faith. So that means God is making it abound because I'm doing part of that equation in Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's receive communion together. Glory be to God. Anybody else got anything else? I've been watching your comments. You guys are having a good conversation all night long. Amen. 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 Well, you'll be able to go back and listen to this over and over right here, or you can go to Kenneth Copeland's ministry and search up Bulldog Faith and it'll pop up. For a long time, you could get that series free. It's a DVD series. And I recommend you. You can just go right to kcm.org and they'll send it right over to you. I got about 4 copies of them and gave them out to people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak over Sister Mary right now. And as we say every day that we're here, no weapon formed against us can prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. We condemn those tongues right now. And we declare they have no power over us. Not another day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Condemn the tongue, and then you don't have to talk about the people. God does the rest of the work. In Jesus' mighty name, vindicate our sister, Lord, and give her courage to be full of strength and power and courage, but peace. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And that's the time when you use the scripture. When you're attacked, stand on the scripture and declare it. I condemn every tongue that's being spoken against me right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Let's take communion. For I receive from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, this bread, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. As often as you drink it. In remembrance of me. For as often, verse 26, as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. Thank you, Lord. There's no fear in love. There's no fear in the communion service. There's no fear in my life or their life. Everybody say it with me. I have no fear, because God has broken the power of it. And I live above that torment in Jesus' mighty name. For those of you who might be with us that are new, we're going to receive communion in a few minutes. But we always want to make sure everybody's born again, because that's the only prerequisite there is to receiving communion. And so we encourage you now, pray this prayer of faith with us, prayer of reconciliation with the Father, prayer of regeneration, prayer of being born again. Here we go. Pray it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
No, I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
In John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
Everlasting.
And I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose again on the third day for me. Put your hands out and just say, I receive you into my life right now, Jesus. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your righteousness, filling every part of my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit so I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, and amen, and amen. Amen. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. You just prayed that prayer. Your life was just filled with Jesus. He's the light of the world, so light filled you. He's the author and finisher of your faith, so your faith just was increased. He came with all of his righteousness, which obliterates all your sin, and now you feel pure and clean. Quite an experience. You might say, Pastor, how's all that happen in one prayer? Well, we know how to put the right words in there to make it happen, because we've been trained. And the Father said, adopt him into the family. You're literally an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, and have been made one with the Father. That's pretty amazing. All of that happened in that prayer right there. We want you to send me an email. Send us a letter. All the information you need is right there in the notes of this program. hgpreacherman@gmail.com, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Let us know. It will be a blessing to you. Got hundreds of videos to send you so you can find your place in God in Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive our communion elements together. Ready? Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded. Pray it with me. For my transgression, you were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is upon you, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, my will, in my emotion, nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ within my community, in this community of faith. We receive your broken body now in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Rebecca, everything on my end looks good. Might have to refresh your page or something. Em, good to see you tonight. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Most powerful cleansing force there is on the face of this earth. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. You pray this too. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. And I thank you for it, Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find grace, mercy, and help for my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over my life and cannot be at me, my family. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. Name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's sing our song together. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Well, very seldom have we ever been finished at 9:15 Central. But that was a good message, a good word. And we've had communion. So we might as well be done. And everybody get some extra sleep tonight. And may the blessing of the Lord. I know I'm going to go get some sleep right now. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be with you all. We covet your prayers. That's an old religious statement. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for being our partners and our friends. I hope you know that our faith is with you every day. We're speaking the will of God for your lives and families. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again tomorrow at noon, we're going to be praying for the Russia situation, or the Ukraine situation. And I have a missionary friend over there who said, well, today they bombed their city with 20 fighters, 20 bombers. So we're going to be praying for that tomorrow. Come tomorrow with your faith on fire for noon. Till then, remember this, that we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. See you soon. Make sure you click like or love, guys, so we can pray for you by name if you've been here with us. In Jesus' name. Brother Dan, you all come back now, you hear. Brother Dan, Brother Roger, love you guys. Thanks for holding down the fort. Thank you for your